Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Republican strategist Carl Calabrese is joining us live this morning as we're watching this healthcare vote. It'll be a showdown early this afternoon, it sounds like, Carl. What do you expect to happen here? Is this going to go right to the wire?
Well, I think, Susan, that they have the votes. I don't believe they would have brought this to the floor or announced that it was coming to the floor without the votes in hand. And so it looks like they've got the votes. It looks like they're finally going to start acting like a governing majority. As a Republican, I think I speak for lots of other Republicans that I've heard on radio and TV shows and spoken to personally. There's been a lot of frustration and angst watching the Republican leadership in Congress put its act together, so to speak, and start to perform like a governing majority, and this is a big test. And this will be followed by another big test down the road, and that is tax reform. And so I'm watching to see, you know, does Paul Ryan really have what it takes to put together the necessary votes from his side of the aisle to enact legislation that the Republicans promised they would enact, ran on those promises, and got elected on. And this is critical. Absolutely critical that they start acting like a governing majority and do what they were sent there to do.
Is it surprising to you that they appear to have the votes, given that just a few days ago it seemed like we were exactly where we were a month ago?
No, Brian, I'm not surprised. I've been around government politics a long time. I know the intensity of the behind-the-scenes discussions, debates, deal-making that goes on something this important. I think the president has been behind this, pushing the Republican leadership to get this done, to get it across the finish line. And so it's probably been near round-the-clock discussions, negotiations to get this thing done. And I mean, it's that important. You have to understand, Republican voters are getting very frustrated. Why did we vote for you? Why did we give you the majority? We gave you the majority to enact a Republican agenda. And why can't you do it? It's been a long haul, and it's been painful to watch. You know, the one thing about Democrats is when they get power, when they get control of majorities, they know how to become a governing majority and enact their agenda. And up till now, the House leadership has shown that they don't quite, you know, they're not quite ready for prime time. I'm hoping that the learning curve has been successfully figured out, and that they're past all the growing pains. And they're now going to start acting like a majority and do what Republican voters sent them to do, enact the programs that you promised you would, that you ran on, and that define the Republican Party's vision for the United States of America.
Hey, Carl, Hillary Clinton spoke earlier this week. Did you hear her comments? And in your eyes, is she and our Democrats taking responsibility for their mistakes in the November election?
No, she's still blaming other forces. I mean, she sticks her toe in the water in terms of responsibility, but the party is still rationalizing, what happened, everything from, you know, the Russian thing and the FBI and Comey. And the fact of the matter is that she was a bad candidate who ran a bad campaign and did not have a message. You know, Brian, the most interesting aspect of the WikiLeaks emails, which, again, I've always said did not change that election. They confirmed what we already knew about the Democrats and Hillary. But the most interesting aspect of it for me was this intense internal debate amongst Hillary Clinton's top strategist and campaign leadership of what does she stand for? There is no message. I don't think I've ever seen a presidential campaign where if you don't have a message, you win. It just doesn't happen. The great presidential campaigns always have a central core message that people understand, support, and rally around. She didn't have it, and her own people said it, and she never had it. It was basically, I'm next in line, I'm anointed, I'm the first woman. Well, that's not going to cut it, especially in tough times when people are anxious about the future of the country, and you've got an opponent in Donald Trump who had a very clear, concise, and understandable message, let's make America great again. So that's why she lost.
Yeah. What about her saying, you know, if the election was on October 27th, I would be your president?
Pardon me?
When she said, if the election had been on October 27th, I would be your president.
Actually, I watched the show last night, and they looked at the data, the polling data, on the 27th of October, and that's not the case. She would have lost on October 27th just as well.
All right. Hey, before we let you go, any winners and losers when you look at this spending bill that's probably going to go through today? Where do Republicans and Democrats come out on this?
Well, again, Brian, that's a good example of not being a governing majority. The reason that bill contains some things that are very offensive to the Republican base is because the Republicans didn't have votes, enough votes, in their own majority to enact their vision. And so they had to go to the Democratic side. Well, when you go to the Democratic side, there's going to be a price for that, and you have to give in to some Democrat priorities. And that's what happened. So that spending bill, although it's only a six-month bill, you know, maybe we can deal with the deficiencies come September, is a prime example of when you're not unified, and you can't become a governing majority, you got to go to the other side of the aisle. Republicans did not elect a Republican Congress, a House and Senate, for our leadership to be going and getting votes on the other side of the aisle and paying for it by giving up Republican priorities.
Carol, we're glad to have you with us again this morning. Thanks. Carol Calabrese from Masiello, Martucci, Calabrese & Associate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.